"Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." These are some of the words of one of Jesus' disciples as he was leaving the temple in Jerusalem. We do not know which disciple said this to him, but I think we might be able to glean some things about them. To my ear, there is a large amount of awe and wonder expressed in those words. The kind of awe and wonder that comes when first viewing something, first experiencing something. To me, this comes off as a person who has never before set foot in Jerusalem, let alone behold the Holy Temple. For any person of the Jewish faith, seeing the temple for the first time would have been a momentous occasion. It would be a milestone in their life. Its sheer size alone is impressive. For most people, it would be the single most massive thing they'd ever seen built by humans. Add on top of that, the religious and spiritual impact of the building. Here before their eyes is the center of the world, the very heart of the world, the focus of every Jewish person's life, everything revolving around this single point. So imagine all of this in the disciples' voice as they praise the temple. Then imagine what a shock it must have been for them to hear that it all would be torn down, not one stone left standing. It's probably hard for us to fully appreciate the importance of the temple in these disciples' lives. In a very real way, it was a home for them, a home that every member of the faith shared. And like any home, the loss of it would be a powerful blow. Maybe some of you have experienced this kind of loss firsthand, losing a home in a fire. Maybe you have friends or family who have been struck by this kind of disaster. I know I have. Or maybe you have been taken in the news of the destruction happening in California. If you have, you know there is an initial stage of shock when a home is taken away. There is also disbelief. It is too much to bear or comprehend this kind of loss. It is this kind of loss that Jesus is prophesizing to his followers, that their spiritual and cultural home will be taken away for them. It will be lost. I imagine that all the awe and wonder that disciple felt when they praised the temple was quickly replaced by shock and disbelief at the word of their teacher. But we know from our reading of Scripture that Jesus does not only prophesy that the temple would be destroyed, but that it would also be rebuilt. But not a temple built out of stone and mortar. He declared that after his death, the temple would be rebuilt in 3 days. And this temple would be made out of flesh and blood. It would be his risen and resurrected body. Now, reading our scripture for this week, a certain image kept coming to my mind. The vestry and I are reading a book together called Strength for the Journey, written by Diana Butler Bass. It's a kind of faith journey memoir, her sharing of the different churches she has belonged to over the years, ones she had joined and left as her career took her to different parts of the country or as her faith led her someplace new. The chapter we were discussing this week was about a parish, at that time about the same size as we are, called Church of the Holy Family in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. The author wrote this: "My husband recalls that Holy Family was where I developed my theology of the Eucharist as the meal after a barn raising. As I continued the weekly discipline of word and sacrament, I began to think of reading the word, listening to the sermon, praying for the people, and saying the creed as work, the work of the people, like an Amish barn raising. And then when we went to take communion, it was as if we were sitting down at the table and refreshing ourselves from the work, while at the same time celebrating our togetherness and accomplishments." Most of us probably know about Amish barn raisings from that Harrison Ford movie, Witness. If you haven't seen it, you should, for the barn raising scene alone. In it, they capture just how amazing an event it really is. The entire community coming together, Everyone having a role, everyone having a job, everyone playing their part, each as important as the other. And together, they are literally able to build, to raise up a barn in a day. And afterwards, the entire community, which has just accomplished this amazing feat, sits down at table together to share a meal and conversation and the joy of the day. I love this image, this idea of church, of what we do here together as a barn raising. Our reading of Scripture, our prayers for the world, our declaration of faith as work, holy work for holy people. And what we are building is not from stone and mortar. We help to create the church, the living body of Jesus Christ, a structure made up of our lives, a living, breathing church, a sanctuary for all people, a home for all people, a place where everyone is called to this holy table, to share in the joy and wonder and grace that is God's love for us, to be refreshed and renewed so that we can continue this important work God has given us. Amen.